Pastor Joe, as we go on, some may find it very surprising, as you shared in your own testimony, that you were a little older, maybe in your mid-30s, before yep. you came for help. And it's interesting, as we were talking before we went on the air, the first time I ever heard of the ministry was back in the 30s when a neighbor of ours, who was a pastor's wife, got involved with drugs due to pain control. She had arthritis. She had back trouble. She got addicted, right. and of course, she ended up out there in Rearsburg and overcame it. So my question to you is this common that people get involved with the ministry there later on in life? They're not just teenagers or early 20s. And is it common? And there may be some individuals right now who are looking for help. What would you have to say to them?
Yeah, Gary, great point. It's actually very quite common. Now, we started 18 and up. But the average age of our program is probably somewhere between 25 all the way up to maybe late 30s, somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle, probably around 30, 35. And so we realize that this is, you know, this is not necessarily an age thing. It's a human thing. It's a life thing. But it often seems that for individuals that are coming to us at those ages, generally when we look at the history of their life, many of them had started much earlier, but the real devastating effect and the real grip of addiction had not really taken over every domain of their life. So many were going through a process of experimentation, and there was probably evidence on the table. We could see great levels of what you might call abuse, but we had not yet quite got to the place of addiction and dependency. Addiction being the lifestyle that devastates every domain of a person's life, relationally, emotionally, vocationally, spiritually. And then we see the dependency, which you see greatly in addiction, in heroin addiction, where there's actually a neurobiological change that happens in the brain and in the body through addiction. But with specific drugs, it becomes very physiologically dependent, like heroin, where when a person is not using, there's this great feeling, fever-like. My CEO once described our CEO of our program is a graduate as well, and he described his withdrawal from heroin in those times where he couldn't use his bones exploding on the inside. So there's a dependency where the body, grabs hold very strongly. I mean, it's powerful. Take your worst fever and then exacerbate that 10, 20 times. You know, you really feel like you're going to die. I mean, it can go on for days.